mouth on it.
I'm never coming to bar.
Why?
I'm a happily married man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll never be there. But it sounds so fun.
We'll tell you all the stories.
We'll give you like a sheriff outfit so that they don't...
Oh, I can come lay down the law.
Yeah, they're kind of nervous of you.
You're just checking it out.
I lay down the law. I get a free drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I shoot any outlaws and I leave. This place is clean looking. I like it.
You're clean looking. Yeah. Hello, Demolition Matt.
Howdy.
Is that like official? Is that what you like to go by?
It's on my birth certificate.
You've changed it.
I officially changed it. I was like, I want demolition to be my first name.
Yeah. Do you like saying the whole word demolition or do you like demo?
I don't actually, I never say any of it.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah.
But
you don't
introduce
yourself as, hi, I'm Demolition Man.
Yeah. But Doctor Donut like will say demo. He'll say, yeah, we're going over to Demo's place. And
yeah.
It just makes like everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. If you say Matt, there's so many Matts you have to say. Yeah,
there's a lot of follow-up Matt questions.
Yeah. So everyone always says Matt Demolition or like Matt they have Peter? To ask. So people say demo and everybody knows what you're, and there's another Matt in our group. So
there's a handful of them.
Yeah. There's a few.
There's always a lot of Matts everywhere.
Yep.
And there's a lot of Tims.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
A lot of Alex. There's no Alex.
There's one Alex.
No, A-A-L-E-C. Alec.
Oh, Alec.
Yeah, I said there's a lot of Alex.
Oh, okay.
There's no Alex.
Thank God.
There's no other Calebs or JTs. Y'all are lucky.
That is.
You know, there's a Caleb. I guess he's one of the cameramen editors.
Oh, yeah. There was another Caleb.
And there's another Jared in that same group.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we just see them occasionally.
Didn't y'all fire all of them?
Yes. That was him directly.
Wow.
Because their name was...
Weren't you in that school?
I was in that group, yeah. Yeah. You fired my whole department.
He wanted to be the only one, so... He's like,
there was only one, the lone survivor.
Yeah.
You and I are very similar, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Why are you laughing already?
Yeah, I want to hear this as well.
Well, we both kind of have an unhealthy addiction to like building things.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like he can't stop. And he of all people knows how painful it is to build anything.
It's never fun. Yeah.
No.
It's always
like what's going on outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on outside right now?
I don't know. Barbecue castle out back. It was going to just be like a little barbecue pit.
This place is way different because I don't usually come here, but every like 4 or 5 months I'll come. And it's like crazy different every time. There's a new building every time.
A new large building every time. Out back, he built just a storage shed.
Yep.
It's a house. It's as big as a house. And then the barbecue pit is a mansion. It looks like a Viking mansion.
Well, I remember the first time I came, I was like, this house is crazy. And then the next time I came, there's another house. You're like, I live in that house. And I'm like, what? And then another time, he's like, this is Caleb's house. And I'm like, what? And this is the garage workout room. And it's always it's always nuts.
Yeah, it's always growing.
The first time I was here, I don't know if you remember, you told me this. You were like, you know what I want to build? We're out sitting by your pool. And you're like, you know what I want to build? And I'm like, no. And you're like, Old Western Town.
Yep. I wanted to do that.
All along the horizon line behind the pool. Yeah. And you haven't done that yet, so I'm still waiting.
You still keep talking about that. You talk about like just a few of them, like a little bit of a saloon, and then you got the movie theater and your gas station, and now...
So in this plan, is this just a front of a saloon, or is there going to be a place to walk in and have a drink?
Oh, yeah. It's a full saloon.
It's a building.
Yeah. I want there to be a hotel on the second floor.
Yeah.
Like a real... Like, you know how... Yeah. Like it has like a catwalk almost, and those are all bedrooms.
And the secret casino in the bottom.
Dude, no, this casino is in, it's a saloon.
Well, so
the casino is right there.
Yeah, and you've got the harlots that stay up top on the edge.
We could get live-in harlots.
Luring people in. They stink. Yeah.
No, they're not going to.
They got to play the part, dude.
No.
Yeah, we got to get just some old trashy ones from.
They're like probably going to stink. You know how much plumbing.
You could have some good ones, but then most of them should be like.
Do you think a lot of people would hang out here if we had live-in harlots?
There already are a lot of. There were 40 cars outside. I think a lot of people might hang out here.
Yeah, true. Those are all yours or people that are doing work.
Nope.
Yeah, you can't count the camouflage ones.
You might be able to kiss some of the workers here.
Kiss?
I don't know if you should, but...
Who said kiss the workers?
I know you were talking about all these harlots here.
Well, so. I'm just saying, okay.
Oh, female is what you were talking about.
We have the saloon.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we have the saloon.
Yeah.
There are 6 hotel rooms in the saloon. that each have their own bathroom.
Damn.
Okay. And then we have six harlots that live in each of those rooms. Do you think our friends would never leave?
Wait, so is that six times six?
There's no way people would leave, dude. People are going to be like, I'll go to this business thing at Jared's. I can't.
I've been there for 3 weeks.
I can't come home.
Sorry. Just keep moving. Every morning you go to the next room over.
Sorry. A lot of business here. Yeah, that's what would happen.
Six per room?
No. Six rooms. One in each room.
No, you said six.
You said six rooms with six harlots.
Six apiece.
No, I didn't mean that. You can't have six harlots in one room.
Back it up. That's what we were. I heard him say it too, and I was like, "Ooh, I'm not going there."
Yeah, you got bunk beds then.
Yeah,
a lot of them. Like three rows of bunk beds. There's
bunk beds for. All right, harlots, I'm ready.
But they're not trashy. They just live in bunk beds.
Or what if three of the rooms had six bunk beds in each? So we had 18 harlots, and then three of the rooms were the fun rooms. So no one lived in there. So you had 18 live-in harlots. What?
There's going to be too much stink. Yeah.
Those rooms are going to stink
bad.
Those are
going to stink, dude.
But that's their live rooms.
That's just
you don't go
awful.
In there.
They're going to be sick.
Why do these women get sick?
Because they're in too much stink and filth. They're going to come to your room ready for fun, and you're going to get sick. Like you're going to be like, no,
your house is going to be stinky.
So what if we put in like one of those clawfoot tubs in each of the fun rooms?
They can wash
like
big air filtration systems?
Yeah.
What? Commercial grade.
What kind of harlots are we getting? Like, why do we need air filtration
systems? A harlot's a harlot.
Like, yeah, dude. You put 18.
I'm thinking like OnlyFans girls, you know?
Those are even worse.
That is such a wide spectrum.
How are those worse? I mean, you're talking, you know, like a low level. No.
He's obviously never smelled an OnlyFans girl like we have.
You ever smell
an OnlyFans girl?
Up close. Does not smell
no,
good.
No, but they look like they probably smell bad.
Yeah, you can't put 18 harlots in one room and expect it to smell good, dude.
No, not in one room.
You just said six, bunk beds, too.
No, but three rooms, six per room.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's three. It's a bunk bed that's stacked three high.
It's so tall, they're going to fall and get hurt. Dude.
Yeah.
So
there's the liability there.
A bottom bunk and a top bunk. No, there's ladders.
You want harlots with broken legs?
Yeah.
Dude, you guys are not.
There's a lot of holes in this plan.
This is too much, Jared. I can't get on board on this.
Okay.
This is too many harlots.
We're taking one bunk bed off. So it's three bunk beds, two apiece.
Oh, I'm in now.
Six harlots per room.
All right.
That won't smell too bad. That's one third less to smell.
Yeah. Not too stinky, not too dangerous. Okay. They're not going to get hurt.
And then they all congregate downstairs, though, every evening.
And do their little,
and
like,
they wear the dresses, you know, with the thing that they pull real tight up here. Yeah. What are those called?
Corsets.
The corsets, yeah.
And they serve you the tobacco for your pipes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And your beers.
Mm-hmm. Old school beers.
They get you beers.
And they drag the bodies out when people get shot in the saloon.
There's going to be a lot of death here, too. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Probably,
if it's a real saloon? Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Once a week.
But we don't want to kill our friends.
Yeah, but we'll just...
There's going to be some people that just get in.
Some grifters.
Out-of-towners.
Yeah.
Some hobos.
Just...
Show them a good time and then kill them.
Skydive in.
Yeah, yeah.
Donuts friends.
Yeah, yeah.
he does always have a new...
Yeah.
Group of something.
Yeah.
Some of them need to be killed.
Yeah. Some of them.
I think that's true of every group of people, though.
I'm just saying, what does a normal evening look like? You got 18 women in corsets sitting in the saloon down there.
That's not normal at all to begin with. But I think there'll be a lot of fun.
You would actually spend time in that bar?
Oh, I'm going to be smoking a pipe and drinking beers and
just.
Listening to, we got to have somebody playing an old timey piano in the corner, always. Yeah.
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 And a barkeep that's got a little bit of a mouth on it.
I'm never coming to this bar. Yeah.
Why?
I'm a happily married man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll never be there. But it sounds so fun.
We'll tell you all the stories.
We'll give you like a sheriff outfit so that they don't.
Oh, I can come lay down the law.
Yeah, they're kind of nervous at you.
You're just checking it out.
I lay down the law. I get a free drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I shoot any outlaws and I leave.
Yeah. The harlots are like, oh, we're harlots. Like, we can't.
But when they're there, they pretend they're just bartenders.
Exactly.
They're waitresses.
We're just waitresses. Yeah, we're just
slaves. Definitely don't go up to those bedrooms upstairs.
We don't even know how to suck dick.
that's what they say.
They say that. As soon as you walk in, they're like, we've never sucked dick. We don't know.
These are some nice ladies in this place.
Yeah. All reading Bibles.
Yeah, they've all got. As soon as you walk in, they pull out.
Now, this is a bar I can get down with.
Yeah. We
I think we've got this figured out.
I'll be the ignorant sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just looking around.
Yeah.
Like
scoping the place out. We're all
there's
sweating.
A monkey playing the piano. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to pretend I didn't see that. Right. You're like, that is illegal, but not today.
But right. Adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, dude.
Doesn't count if it's cute.
Have they ever taught a monkey to play piano?
Oh, yeah.
Not well, but not yes.
Super good, but there's like gorillas that play a few songs.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah, that one.
Do you subscribe to a YouTube channel? Yeah, gorillas play music?
Gorillamusic.com.
GorillaPianist.com.
Yeah, pianist.com.
Not to be confused with.
Yeah, make sure you spell it right.
Mobile, Alabama Zoo. Yeah. We've got a piano playing gorilla.
Yeah, make sure you spell it all right.
If you have listened to other amazing podcasts like Mike Glover, Black Rifle Coffee's podcast, or even Joe Rogan, you've definitely heard about Firecracker Farms hot salt. This salt is absolutely delicious. It adds a hint of spice to anything that you want to eat without changing the flavor of the thing that you're eating. I use it on everything from breakfast to sandwiches at lunch and soup at dinner, pasta, everything. This hot salt makes everything better, but it does not go good in your eyes.
And this little pusher is awesome. It is like solid steel. You could beat someone in the head with it if they were maybe trying to rob you or something during a meal. But I put this stuff on everything, my eggs in the morning, steaks, but basically anything else that you need a little kick, a little extra taste to, put this on it, just a few pops, you're ready for some yum-yum time.
So don't put it in your eyes, put it in your food, it's great. That's firecracker.farm, code PIE for 20% off your order.
So what's going on with your resort?
Oh my gosh, all this stuff. No, not really, it's been slow lately. Just because, I don't know, the tearing apart stuff is super boring. We're about to start like putting stuff back together, but we kind of switched gears. Well, we were just cleaning up old buildings that had been totally rotten.
Decrepit.
And some of them just need to be totally torn down. And so we did all that, demoed it, cleaned them all up. That just took forever. I've actually owned it for 9 months and I look at it and I'm like, man, we haven't made anything pretty yet. We've just torn down all cleaned the gross stuff. Yeah, we've just been cleaning.
Yeah.
But we're starting this month to do some like putting back together stuff. So it's going to be boring stuff up front. It's going to be like getting some Airbnb type rooms ready and that kind of thing. But
that's still sick.
Well, right now we're also master plan like in the like couple year future. It's to get everything fixed up and have a resort and all that stuff. Like we're going to have people coming out and staying and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But we also have been focusing on the gun range thing because we had like actual events coming up. So we've been putting a lot of time just moving dirt, which is super boring.
But that range it's looks nice, amazing.
But it's cool. So yeah, you were out there recently, right?
Yeah. And I appreciate you letting me go out
anytime.
There. I've been out there a few times now for different things, being with different people, and I appreciate that.
Anytime, you can text me anytime, and I want you guys to go out there and enjoy it. Like, I want it to be a place that YouTubers can just go play. But safely. We were working on that range forever and we're trying to build a second berm next to it now. And we're just moving dirt and it's boring.
Yeah, I was out there at that last range and you had a lot of power poles.
Yes.
And if there's any there left, I want to pick one of those up and
bring it.
Put it on my shoulders.
You think you could?
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them are little.
Yeah, some of them are smaller, but I want to pick up
size. Yeah, you could try to work your way up.
That's what I did. I lifted it up and I walked to the middle of it and I went to get under it, but it like was very jagged and started.
So what? How were you doing? Like one of the big ones?
Yeah. It was.
So
very
what do you
long.
Think that weighs? Because I was trying to figure it out.
Dude, those probably like they don't feel so crazy when you pick one end. But I bet you they're probably 400 or 500 pounds.
That's what I was thinking too. Because we had a trailer full of all of those, and it was. Heavy pulling that thing.
Absolutely.
And some of them are really that big
thick,
around.
Some of them are fairly.
And they're like full of tar. And then some of them are thinner and dried out.
I saw that was a fat one that was full of tar. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
That one's
I think you're going to break both your knees.
I'm not going to break nothing.
As long as we film it.
I think you're going to get to that middle and you're going to do this and both your knees are going to go.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Explode.
It'll be cool.
There's going to be sparks.
Yeah, you'll see.
All right. So a PG&E approved class 5 utility pole, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, that sounds official.
17 pounds per foot.
Okay. And some of these are
a 25 footer is 465 like, pounds.
Hey,
these were like 32 feet are the big one.
Oh, 400 or 500 pounds. No, you can't. Fucking knew it.
No, you can't.
Once I had that shit, no. I was in the middle of it.
You're
going to
break
dude.
Your freaking knees because you don't do legs.
I lift like 200 pounds more than
You've
that already.
You've never even done legs.
The hardest part, as you know, is going to be balancing it.
Yeah, is getting it. The hard part and shifting it on one shoulder, and I was going to have to like. Spin under.
Yeah,
I was gonna run over and tickle you while you're
you would
it.
Do something like that. Yeah, I'm gonna shit and die. That's
what's gonna happen. Because yeah, you could have three guys lift it up and set it on and you, then, but it would be more impressive
be
if
cool
you got
if I
under.
Do it all myself. Yeah,
and then walk like 10 feet with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to walk with it.
Okay, that'd be crazy. This is a whole YouTube video now.
Yeah,
of you be, trying to pick this pull up and then
we need a way to weigh it though, so you actually could say like what it weighs. But or just find one of the dried out ones. Yeah. Say it weighs 800 pounds.
This thing weighs 1,000 pounds. Yeah, I'm the only one who's ever done
No, this. I'm going to get you a pole made of cement.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even be able to start. Like, I wouldn't even be able to lift it up.
Oh, whoops.
This is one of them cement ones.
Did you feel my pole full of cement?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you even do this now?
I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit the other day.
Oh, yeah, solid movie.
The girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they haven't seen that in so long.
She liked it. I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder, though, has anybody ever been ran over by a steamroller?
Yes, in China, for sure.
It's got to be China.
Dude, you see those videos on Instagram all the time, man.
What?
That's like all my Instagram is like workplace.
Mine
hazards.
Is like third world countries, people getting electrocuted. Yeah, like they're just like, they are messing with something and there's no OSHA and they just shock themselves and die.
Or they get in like some kind of spinning wheel and just get like spun around until they're just like skin.
See, mine is just girls like flashing their underwear.
See, like, I'll see, like, plenty of, like,
it's hot good, too.
Yeah.
The algorithm knows.
Workout girls, but it's like, workout girl, death.
See, I've got no death.
Yeah, like, a bunch of, like, workout ass cheeks and then death. And I'm just like, wow. It's like the up and down of life.
You're
dude.
Like, ooh.
Like, well, really cool. I'm like, oh, sad.
I saw one where a guy was trying to steal a tractor. And he's like standing in front of the big wheel in the back, messing with controls. And like, somehow takes the parking brake off. And it just starts rolling and like, grabs his foot and then he's stuck and it rolls over like his leg to his hip before it goes off of him and he gets up and like limps off. Oh, but it like for sure crushed some stuff.
Yeah, man.
Like, it was bad.
I saw one where it was China, definitely. And the guy got sucked into a lathe.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's oh, the, it was that's like, one. And it, they like, spin.
And it,
yeah,
they
dude.
They didn't turn it off.
They were just like they just walk over there like, goo. Fuck. They're like, he's dead.
Oh, he's so dead. Dude, yeah. Like he was turned into a like string essentially,
yeah,
ugh.
And wound up.
You gotta clean that out.
You know, it's a super fun one. Is on Twitter, it's an account called Thieves Getting Fucked.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's cool.
Wow,
I follow them.
Yeah, it's just thieves, like mostly dudes jumping off bikes trying to rob other people, and then some like
shot.
Other car. Person in a car decides to just smash mow them down. Them.
Wow,
it's so good,
dude. There's, it, I don't know what country that's in, but like whoever the president is was like, hey, he's like, because it's such a. Problem always like the scooter dudes.
Yeah. Brazil, it's super bad.
It might have been there.
But I think it's like, all those like South American countries.
Yeah. The president was like, hey, is like, if you're getting robbed by them, kill them. They're like, if you see these people coming at you, just fucking kill them. Like he's like, it's legal. He's like, whatever.
Crazy.
So now there's like a million videos of like, you'll see a scooter pulling up to somebody else and then you see a car in the background, like slam the gas and smash them and like, crush them into the walls and shit. And they're like trying to walk away and their legs are just like bones.
That dude's a hero
it's
now.
Nuts.
He's not going
awesome.
To jail. He's a
yeah,
hero.
Everybody, yeah, like everybody's like, hell yeah, I got one. You know, they're like talking. Did you know they're talking with their friends? Like, I got killed 2 scooter gangs today. Yeah,
that's nuts. I mean, smart. Like, yeah, you're gonna
open season.
People aren't gonna want to do that anymore if they know that you're allowed to kill you now.
Yeah,
dude, our next president should do that, but with cyclists.
Dude, if a cyclist is in the car lane, fucking kill him.
Yeah, get him out.
Yeah.
They are the most obnoxious individuals on the planet.
They're mean about it, man. They're like, they're rude.
Well, it stinks in areas like where we are because there are no bike lanes.
No,
and so
no
they have
sign.
To be in your way
yeah.
if they want to bike around here. Like you go to Austin or something, there's bike lanes everywhere. Colorado, there's bike lanes everywhere.
Yep.
And then in right central Texas lanes. Where we are, whatever, San Antonio area,
the road, and
there's
then you're
no bike lanes.
Like an asshole. Like, yeah. Like everybody else is the problem because you're like, get out of the way.
Yeah. On the way to the farm, it's always there's always a biker
or
two.
God.
And they're in the road, man. Yep. They are not even like trying to be on the side. They're like, no, I'm a car. You're like, okay.
Yeah, a car that goes 15 miles an hour.
Yeah. It's usually always a very old man who's like about to die.
Wearing
like,
fucking spandex.
Yeah, are they usually in tights?
Yeah, they're in the
That's
they've
how
got
I determine
helmet. They've got
the normies versus the assholes. If you're like full tights up. You're just going to be a dick.
You just need to be dead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no one likes you. Like, Dan Holloway had a quote the other day that I shared that was like, there's a thin line between a cyclist and a person who shoves tree branches up their ass and fucks their dog. I mean, okay. Is he wrong?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some people that like to ride bikes, and then there are this group. That's their whole life. Why? What do you think happened in their life that was like, I'm going to become a cyclist and I'm going to go all in and that's all I do now?
I don't know.
I think it's usually really like an ex-wife banging someone else or something.
Yeah. Like somebody died something in their simple. Life and they're like, I have nothing else. I'm a biker now.
Yeah, but what, but also too, every time you go out, you know you're going to probably get into some sort of altercation with a vehicle.
You're going to annoy people for sure. Yeah.
Like so it's like
I like to go running. And so when you run, you're on the other side. So you're looking at traffic coming on. And when I'm on a road where there's no like shoulder to run in, I get off in the grass and I still wave at everybody because I feel like I'm annoying them because they have to slow down. It'd be hard if you were a biker because you know everyone's just going to have to stop behind you and wait for a place to pass and they're going to be annoyed.
And you're taking and you're joy out of that.
Yeah,
you're like, ha ha ha. Yeah, wait for me.
I'm just riding my bike.
Yeah, just riding my bike. Like,
you're not even doing it for fun either. You're trying to do something.
Like, I mean, I wish, you know, I'm sure there's not a single person that listens to this that is a cyclist because people that listen to this are probably cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're hurting someone's feelings right now.
Because no cyclist listens to this.
Unsubscribe.
They don't have a radio. Hey,
last time we talked shit about cyclists, I think I saw like two comments, but one was actually on our side. He's like, yeah, fuck those other dudes.
Yeah, yeah. If we have any cyclists in the comments, comment and let us know.
How do we pit like bikers against cyclists? Like, what if they started a group where bikers just started ridding the world of cyclists?
I mean, that'd probably be pretty easy to do. We just say they're like, we could just make we should make a brand for cyclists, and it's like, it's
fuck bikers.
It's like the patches, but it's like, so they get in trouble. You know, it's like a ploy.
Yeah.
And you know, what do they call those? They're
motorcycle gangs?
Yeah, but what do they call it?
The cuts.
They're cuts, yeah.
Cuts.
We make like our own cyclist cuts, but it's like a trick. They don't know.
All the cyclists buy them.
And it pisses the bikers off.
Oh, yeah. They're like, this is turf war.
Yeah, and then they just kill them.
All of a sudden, cyclists, you know, Steve in accounting, you know, that's 42 years old is now in a turf war with, you know, the mob.
And you make their names sort of similar.
Yeah.
The Hell's Devils and things like that. Like, you know? Yeah. So they get pissed even more.
Hex demons. Yeah, we could do that.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're in the drive-thru right now, and I know you're hungry, but you know that this is bad for you. And that's why you need to hit up Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor is good for you. Chef-prepared meals straight to your door, dietitian approved. Come on, you gotta skip meal prepping, skip going to the grocery store and standing behind Karen trying to clip coupons or that guy that's buying too many lottery tickets. Factor will ship these ready-to-eat meals right to your door, and all you have to do is heat them up. 2 minutes, they are ready to eat. It's time to treat yourself. There are over 35 chef-crafted, high-quality meals from Factor. And whether you're a vegan, vegetarian, or you're calorie smart, or you're a protein monster, Factor has something for you. Now, Factor isn't just dinner. You can count on 55 assorted add-ons for your convenience. That's breakfast, that's lunch, that's snack, that's grab and go. You can do smoothies, you can do shakes. Factor has it all. So head on over to factormeals.com/pie50 and use the code pie50 to get 50% off your order. That is right, half off your order using your code PIE50. That's factormeals.com.
I think we just need stickers.
And then we make a bunch of money as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these cyclists.
So we get rid of cyclists. We profit off them before they die.
And the bikers are appeased because they got to do their killing.
Yeah. And they're like,
it's as bikers do.
Yeah, that's what they love to do.
It's like we fed the bikers.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're in with the biker.
I don't mess with
that. Yeah. No one will mess with us anymore.
No, I don't mess with anybody on a motorcycle.
No.
You never know when they got a friend, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they're always a little sketchy.
No, but motorcyclists are pretty. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, I don't see street bikes anymore.
I saw one today.
I hear them at night.
Yeah, but regularly?
But like, never in the day.
Like 20 years ago. Yeah. Like you couldn't, there was 20 years ago, like Kawasaki Ninjas and Hayabusas.
For clarification, 20 years ago, you lived in a military town.
True.
We are in a military town right now.
Barely. Not like Bragg.
San Antonio.
Yeah, very rarely.
Everyone here is in the basic.
Yeah.
No, there's
we're in a hospital.
19 bases here.
And two of them are known.
I'm just saying. There's no motorcycles.
So we should start our own gang.
No, I just think that it's like, it kind of
we have to have motorcycles in this motorcycle gang?
I think that may have, like.
What would you prefer?
Have you seen the Simpsons episode where they started a motorcycle gang? They just all kind of showed up with whatever. So like one guy had a moped, one guy had a lawnmower, like, and they made a gang. You don't need a motorcycle to be in a motorcycle gang.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just whatever.
It's a motor. Let's start on a birdie
gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we could take out a billboard. Join our gang.
Join our gang.
And we wouldn't have to fight any other gangs because there's no gangs here.
Yeah, we would be the only one.
We would have all the turf and then day one.
Make Sauced pay us for protection.
Yes.
We should actually start this.
From the other gangs we just make up.
Yeah, we're like, you're going to need protection because things are heating up. That's why we had to form this.
You heard about the Hell's Devils?
Yeah.
They're coming.
They're coming.
Yeah.
And so we're going to need
you have
$18,000 a month. Dang. That sounds like a good round number for us to split.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they make enough for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sent Caleb in to collect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's really polite about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're dressed like a gorilla.
I get some new head tattoos for it.
Yeah. But you're wearing like a gorilla suit, but no mask.
And can I just put normal clothes over that? So I just look like I'm huge.
You're just hairy. Yeah, just like you're just hairy. Huge and hairy.
Yeah.
And he just walks in and says, I'm here for the rent check.
I'm here for
your protection. I'm just so glad you guys are still okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just really glad you guys are okay.
Could you put about 40 wings in a bag?
Yeah, it's like menacing. It's like menacing how nice I am.
Yeah.
I'm just really glad.
Yeah. Thank you for helping us. Sure, here's some wings.
Yeah, can I get it 40 wings to go with that? I'm really hungry.
Medium, though. I don't like the spice. It hurts my tummy.
He's just being super
spicy. Spicy ones hurt my tummy.
Big gorilla, like hairy costume with big black hands. Like,
like, what the fuck's going on?
They're like, but he's wearing a suit, but it's got the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
With a tie.
And like, what is this, Donkey Kong now? am I just dressed as Donkey Kong with a tie and gorilla suit? So I'm just a biker, Donkey Kong.
You showed up on a bike.
Okay.
Like good a work. Really, like a chopper.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted a chopper?
No.
I don't.
I mean, I think they're awesome, but.
I don't want to ride a bike.
They look
I think I'd
cool myself. To look at, but every chopper I've seen just looks like a pain in the ass to ride.
Oh, you like the ape hangers?
Yeah.
I've ridden some just like my friends would have them and I'd drive them and I'm like, I would kill myself on this because I would just want to go fast and. I'd want to pop a wheelie.
Yeah, man. The only thing that ever has kept me from, I was like, somebody's just going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even worried about myself. I'm like, no, someone's going to kill me.
I'm worried about myself. I would just do it. Yeah. Like every car I've ever got, I do a drift in it. And I'm like, I would try to drift this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be someone else. It'd be me.
Yeah. I'm going to need to take you drifting in the Subaru.
Yeah, we need to do that.
You need to get in that.
So that's a Dave's or something?
Yeah. No, we just do it in the driveway.
Perfect.
Let's
go.
That's why we built the driveway. We're actually having a race on Monday if you want to join us.
Okay.
The whole Channel 199 crew will be here with Pastrana. Yeah.
Sweet.
They're doing driveway? Yeah.
What? Am I here for this?
What are you racing?
I better be here for this.
Jim York's bringing a bunch of golf carts. They're going to try and break the world record golf
Monday?
Cart jump. Yeah.
The 26th.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
Monday.
Cool.
Golf cart jump?
Yeah. Jim York.
Is there going to be some suspension on this thing or is it just a golf cart?
And then we're trying.
God. He has not met Jim.
Jim's crazy.
They want to put a tow hitch, like strap a chain to the razor and then onto the golf cart. And Jim wants to see how long he can hang on to the razor pulling the golf cart.
Jeez.
Which it's going to swing into a tree.
Oh, like, yeah.
So Jim dies on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
I'll
be here for that.
That's the goal. Let's kill Jim.
That's it. Like Travis is coming up with, 10 different things that we have to do around the driveway.
Damn.
That's actually not a bad show for Channel 199 Let's Kill Jim.
Yeah, Let's Kill Jim.
What is Channel 199? Is that Travis?
Travis's YouTube channel.
I haven't watched it yet.
You need to check it out. It's really good. I mean, like come and join the episode. Like you would freaking love that.
Oh yeah, that could be a good time. I'm glad I'm going to be here for that.
Yeah, it's going to be because everybody's here. Duffy, the whole 199 cast.
Okay, cool.
Wessel, because he's going to be building these jumps for the golf cart.
I've got Razor scooters, dude, ready to go whenever you guys want.
Like dual Razor
scooters? I've got two of them, yeah. We can weld them together.
I've watched you ride two of them.
I know, at the same time. Yeah. Gracefully, too.
No, that was not.
What? That was, I was doing it with no hands, dude.
Oh, my God. Two of them. Because
I'm a little too large for one. So I was just like 1 foot on each. I just had them like against my legs, and I was just cruising handless, dude.
You know who's a good handless Razor scooter rider?
Mary Digg.
Well, I mean, Scooter she Jones? Has to be. No, not so, who's Scooter Jones? Oliver Tree.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. He knows how to, he knows how to fuck with a scooter.
Yeah.
You don't know him?
I don't know him.
We're going to have to introduce you.
Yeah, he's cool. He's got good music. He's genuinely, I really like his music.
Yeah, he's
just a funny online amazing. Character who became a really good singer.
Mm. Yeah, great music videos, great songs.
Yeah.
Search Oliver Tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to have any attractions at your resort?
Well,
because there's a river that goes through it, right? You've got riverfront.
Yeah, that's the obvious attraction is we have a river.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we want it to be like a river, like family resort kind of thing.
What are you going to put in the river?
What?
He's already like.
Are you going to put some cool stuff in the river?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like gators?
Oh, that'd be really cool. But
like nuclear gators?
Just a few freshwater dolphins, dude.
What's a freshwater dolphin?
Or a manatee or something? Just one manatee.
One manatee.
We could do that. Yeah. I mean, are there laws against that?
Probably not. I mean, like,
I mean, it's just a cow.
Yeah, I mean, most of these animals, you can just get a fucking.
I mean, there's a
license for them.
They're free if you catch them.
If you catch them, no one's going to stop you.
Can you imagine if there was just a manatee?
One manatee. Just there. People are like, wait.
What is that? But I don't know. It's just
Carl.
Well, we don't have to get a license for it. We just put it in there off camera. And we're like, I don't know where it came from. There's a manatee here.
Washed up, dude.
Yeah, like
we feed it Cheetos.
One day there was no ducks, and then a duck came, and the next day there was a manatee here. It was crazy.
We feed it a lot of eggs.
Yeah, he's nice.
Loves eggs.
Dude, that'd be cool as hell. But dude, yeah, there's so many things you could do in there. You could put just giant zip lines and swings. It would be
sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, zip lines.
Make like a fun. Yeah, dude, across. The river that you can
there is a zip line already there. It's falling down, but they had one at the old resort.
Yeah, are you putting in a zip line from your house to the spare room over here?
Maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, it'll work.
It'll
work for him?
Yeah, it's got to be a heavy one.
Yeah. Commercial grade zip line.
Yeah. We've already talked about it, that I was going to break my legs first thing.
We're using fucking like elevator
just
cable.
A gondola. Yeah.
It's this thick, dude. Yeah.
It's literally like a ski resort fucking
just.
Like
it's just a gondola.
The cables that hold bridges up and shit. Like,
wrenching out like these giant bolts.
Yeah. Jesus, what?
Where did you get this? How much was this cable?
It cost like 800 grand, but we got a zip line. We it's got awesome.
Quite a zip line. Yeah, a zip line that Caleb could use.
Yeah, anybody can ride it, actually. Yeah, that'd be fun. Got to build that tower that he was talking about. Just put a big.
We do need a tower.
Oh, hey, the trebuchet.
Uh huh.
You got to make one of those over there. Dude.
That would be sick.
That'd be so fun. Like
I was gonna say, speaking of towers, I want to build like a shipping container tower that you can shoot from out there at the range.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
That'd
but yeah,
be cool.
A trebuchet set up next to it.
Yeah,
dude, and you could build one of the big like tower sieging trebuchets.
Yeah, I mean like
you could
legit,
launch cars.
Like,
one that would
throw in rocks like a mile.
Yeah,
like let's try that.
That would be insane.
I mean, I built one when I was in college that was like, it was probably like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when it launched, the arm was much higher, but it was cool. It could throw like a gallon of water, you know, like pretty far.
Now let's build a 40-foot
one. Yeah, building one that could throw like a 400-pound thing
would be crazy.
Be nuts. Dude.
And we light it on
fire. Especially if we like figure out how to like be accurate with it. Mm-hmm. And then we like smash stuff with whatever we throw. Like you have like a giant target somewhere
and light it on fire.
You start just a forest fire on accident. Well, the resort's burned down as soon as
we had a good run.
Finished it. Yeah. you had some caves that you were in on one of your episodes over there.
Yeah.
Like full of water and stuff.
Yeah. There's a bunch of caves out there, but there's no like really big one, but we found one that had like a 3 foot wide opening, but it's half full of water. And so you have to like swim into it, but it opens up into some big rooms and
that's
it's
fucking cool.
It was so cool and still very scary. Like we went and it kept going. Like we went like, I don't know how far back, like way far. And then you hit some rooms and you get through tunnels again. You hit another big room with all these like stalactites hanging. And then it like goes down and we had to like pump water out to get back there.
That's awesome.
And then we were worried it was going to fill up while we were in there. Yeah. So we bailed, but it kept going and we don't know what's past it. Dude, like it gets it gets crazier and crazier, and we finally were just too scared, and we're like, we don't want to die.
People
in here.
Get stuck in caves and die,
especially if it's like that, where you're like, it's touching your back while you're crawling. Yes. There's no, like, I could never do any of that shit.
There was scary. A guy in Utah that like was like crawling in this thing and then just got stuck upside down. And they couldn't even get him out.
That's the scariest thing ever.
It's got some goofy name
for that cave.
Spelunking? Oh no, it's
Something putty.
Yes.
Nutty putty cave.
It was something like that.
But he literally just died from a heart attack because he was upside down for
24
so long.
Hours.
And then they just sealed it up.
They couldn't do anything.
They couldn't get him out or anything. They're like, well, we're just going to concrete this closed. Now it's his tomb.
Worst. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. I would never. Who crawls downward in a cave like that?
Dude, I'm not like, oh, yeah, this is hilarious.
I had cave diving, cavers, YouTubers come out. Yeah. And they're all these young guys. They're all like early 20s. And those guys do. They love that kind of, I mean, you know, no caver wants to go in something like that. But these guys went through the tightest little things that I'm like, it's not worth it. There's nothing back there. It's just more rock and sharp things.
Yeah, what do you think you're going to find back there?
That's the thing, is they want to know what is back there. It could be something crazy. They're hoping to, like, it opens up into a room with a waterfall.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, there's a cave that does, you know?
They've been playing too much Tomb Raider.
But like they've been in caves where it's just like there's a 100-foot waterfall in that cave. And that's like they want to be the one to discover that because someone at some point discovered that cave and there's more out there.
Yeah.
There's probably infinite. Obviously not infinite, but there's a lot. There's more than we'll ever find.
And most of those caves do have some kind of water in them, but that's like how they were formed. Like, so they almost always have some kind of running water in them. So there's like always a good chance there could be a waterfall inside. Yep. So I get
We should go to that place. I think it's in Mexico where it's just like a hole cut in the forest.
There's a special name for those. Yeah. Those are like pretty common. But literally, I was just talking to somebody about this a few days ago. This one of the islands down there has the most of those anywhere in the world.
It's like a
hole in the middle of of the ground, and like down inside of it is like a whole ecosystem and water, and there's like waterfalls.
It's really cool,
gorgeous.
Huh. We all need to go.
So there's like plants growing down there.
Oh yeah, it's like full ecosystem. Oh, it looks like animals like live down there and shit. It's crazy. Beautiful. Yeah, it's so cool. It's
something you would see in like a dinosaur movie.
Yeah, looks like an Avatar set or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so.
They call it Sea Notes.
C-notes?
C-notes. Yep.
C-notes. Hmm. We need to all go somewhere. Yeah, we've never done that.
Cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
I also think like a group video where we all just go camping one night, either on my property or yours. Yeah, I think that's really funny because every group has their tent, like, and we set up our campsite. Like, just the banter between us building a campsite, all of us together, is hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm in. Anytime. Let's go. Yeah,
I love doing camping.
As soon as the weather, like, is mild.
Yeah.
Like,
it's right getting now. There. That, yeah, like, today. Today's so pretty.
Yeah.
Today through the next 2 weeks is
what are y'all doing tonight? Let's go camping.
We're camping, yeah.
We're camping. I'm going to go to O'Brien's tonight.
Are you? I've never been there.
It's so good.
It's cool?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, surprisingly, everything there is so good.
He changes the menu every day.
Yeah.
Looking at specials, different specials every day. And it's something that he cooked up for weeks or months or years or whatever.
That's the best German plate I've had anywhere down here. Is there?
Is there?
Yeah.
Dude, Tim knows.
Right after a hard workout, going and getting that German plate is hits the spot, dude. It's so much protein, and then that sauerkraut. I just feel good inside.
Mm. Yeah. We've got our comedy show on Thursday in Austin.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
This is your first time doing it?
It's our first
big one
show that we put together.
Yeah, that we put together. Yeah, because we did the Burbiz thing in Vegas, and that was fun.
So are y'all both standing on stage at the same time?
No.
So
we've got our own 10-15 minute
little set. Cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It should be a good time. Yeah. And this gives us another run at
really refining it.
Yeah. Kind of figuring it out more.
Yeah, because it's a very different. It's a very different thing.
I bet. Have you ever? Said something that you thought was going to be one that really gets the crowd going, and then maybe it doesn't hit.
Oh yeah,
flat. Sure, yeah.
And you have to flat. You have to be able to roll with that. Is that hard?
You just transition into the next thing.
So I have safeties. Yeah. I developed safeties that are like one liners that are just giggly.
Yeah.
So if something just falls kind
of
flat,
make it not awkward.
Roll right into one of the one liners.
I wonder. I'm sure the pros have to do that too. I'm sure they have some jokes that just don't hit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They try something new and didn't work. But
they usually can play off of that too. They're usually like, ooh, that one wasn't good.
But yeah. I've noticed some kind of
joke about it. Yeah.
I've noticed something because I've been watching a lot now, not specials, but watching comedians on their Instagrams and stuff like that, because you could see a little bit more
how real
a special is polished. Yeah. see some Raw, I've noticed what they'll pick somebody out. And if they solo somebody out, they can generally get the crowd to laugh.
Just because, like, it's awkward.
Even if it's, but not even like making fun of them. They're just like, you get this. Like I had one of my safeties was 134 shots of Jameson fit in a 1 gallon milk jug.
Yeah.
And like, that's not funny when you say it, but like, if you point somebody out, you're like, you needed that information. And then for some reason, the crowd laughs. Yeah.
It's because the whole crowd is hoping that they're not next.
Yeah.
Like, I hope he doesn't see me.
Yeah. Oh God. Yep. I mean, like, Christina, who's a regular at the mothership, came to Vegas with us. And Mindy and Robinson and Randy Couture are sitting right in front. And she doesn't know who either of those people are, but she went in on Mindy quite a bit. Yeah. And it was so funny.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, she's like really funny. It was ridiculous. It was good watching her.
Yeah, she's – because she has a character.
Yeah, she knows.
Like, it's a very timid – when she gets on stage, like – she turns into this very timid and scared little girl.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
So like everything, and she acts nervous.
Which makes it so much funnier.
And like she's like shaking, and she just comes into the mic like,
And everything's so dark. Everything she says is so dark.
Oh my God.
Like insanely dark. So you're like, what? And then she'll be like, oh, sorry.
She like talks about squirrels, like where she's like, she's like, this is a squirrel. And she's like, this is an Italian squirrel. And then she's like, anybody else want me to come up with other squirrels? And someone's like, do a black squirrel. And she goes, and nobody laughs. And she goes, yeah, you guys don't speak squirrel. I just said the N-word. Yeah. And they're like, what? This is an innocent little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
That's pretty good.
She's smart, man. She's got like a really wittiness.
She can roast the hell out of people too.
Dude, yeah.
If they give her an inch, like you're
I feel
done.
Like that's what makes the best comedians is someone that can have a set that they plan on going on, but something else along the way happens and they just switch and they can you know it's not scripted at that point, and that makes it so funny.
When they can fucking hone in on somebody and just fucking,
or if they can just take someone that someone says in the audience and then they joke about that for 2 minutes it's hilarious. Yeah. And then like that person's good.
Because then everybody's in on it, basically. Yeah. Like everybody becomes a part of it. They're all
fucking they know lazy. They're seeing something that the night before didn't see.
Yeah. So it's like really genuine.
That is cool.
Yeah. It's
a fun time. This will be an interesting show because there's a lot of our friends going. Ben's flying in.
I think
Jeremiah Carlson's flying
Rob
in.
Rob said he was going to bring like some one of his crews or something.
And all the 199 guys are going to be there. It could be rowdy. We could be like fighting to get them to shut up.
It could be fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting.
Are you going to have a music venue out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't even talked about that yet, but I would love to. It'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Down by the river or something.
Makes sense. Yeah. Oh,
put a stage down by the river.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I haven't made any firm plans on it yet because I'd like to have, buildings first. Yeah. But I think it'd be so cool. And I don't know if it's just going to be small or if we'll make it huge or we just make it small first and see how it goes and then make a bigger one. But
I mean, even having private shows first.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Where you just text out everybody in town.
Like, like creator shows.
Come
like,
watch.
Literally like your
Danny.
Friends and shit. Like, that'd be so sick.
I think
it'd
be so cool.
Whenever me and Heather were doing that video over there where we were looking for bones, I almost stuck my hand in a random trap that I found.
No.
Trap?
Random,
why would you do that?
Like a random game trap that was like old, but it was still set.
What?
And
like a claw trap? What?
Yeah, dude.
Why was your first thing to put your hand in?
Well, I didn't like, I saw it and I like picked it up by the cable because it was like over the edge of this like hill on the, there was like a road next to the river down there. And when I got over there, there's like a little cave like area, and up above the cave is like a little, you can see like a small game trail.
Yep.
There's like a cable that's hammered to the tree and it's holding that.
You think that's
trap.
New? Like someone set that in the last couple of years?
Like it couldn't have been too old because it still fucking went
off. Crazy.
So,
and you're going to put your hand in it.
No, I'd never seen a trap the way that it like looked. So I like picked it up by the cable. I was like, is this still set? And I like moved it a little bit and it went And I was like, oh shit.
You're like, I'm like, who's catching animals on my property?
Exactly, right?
Like it's not me, I promise. It wasn't me.
Yeah, that is, it was like, oh, like this has been.
It was a goose trap.
Rusty as hell, dude.
Trying to catch
Geese. Even I was like, what the hell were they even trying to catch? What, like a squirrel.
And how did nothing get caught in it?
Yeah, exactly.
However long it's been sitting there.
It was for geese.
Yeah, about got me.
Can you put that back, though?
Yeah, yeah. No, I did.
No, I'm trying to put it back. Can you reset? I'm trying to catch some stuff.
Yeah, I tried to reset it, yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to catch himself a goose. Yeah. We've never cooked a goose.
That'd be fun.
We're supposed to, remember? We bought one. I don't know where it went.
The goose?
Yeah.
A live goose?
No, we bought a frozen goose.
I don't remember that.
You were with me.
You lost your frozen goose.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably just at the bottom of all that bison.
It's in that fridge right there.
We should probably start eating that bison.
Dude, I like, dude.
We haven't eaten any of it.
What happens is, no, we've ate a lot of it, but it's so much.
Yeah.
It's like actual thousands of pounds.
Yeah, yeah. It's 2,000 pounds.
Where'd you get a bison?
He shot it.
Yeah, we went to...
His name was Rascal.
Yeah, where's Rascal's head? That feels like it should have been here by now.
Nozzler.
Oh, it's still like a month away. They take so long.
Yeah.
He's not getting any better.
But filled up two gigantic freezers, like to the brim.
We had to buy a whole new freezer just for it. Yeah, because I shot a wildebeest.
My main problem is I just forget it's there because it's in that build-em. There's plenty of times that I'll go to cook. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Because y'all have a whole building for bison meat now?
It's literally what it is.
That's what y'all will have that next time I come.
Bison meat.
It's in the bison building. It's behind the saloon.
And the bison building is powered by solar, so the freezers never go out.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, that'd be a nightmare.
I thought it was powered by harlots on treadmills.
Yeah, they're on their bikes.
They're sweat.
I really think this harlot idea is a good idea. I think we should explore it.
I don't think so, dude.
Why? Is it because...
You're going to be in so much trouble if you do that.
Is it because we're going to get a lot more mail?
I mean,
like paper mail or dude just mail?
Get all their mail forwarded.
Yeah,
here.
All their mail is going to come here. You got 18 harlots getting mail here. That's a lot of mail.
Yeah, Katie would be so pissed.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah. Fill the mailbox mail every day. Full, it's full. Day.
Speaking of harlots, do y'all want to hear a story I've never told?
Yes.
Okay.
Segue of the year goes to.
So it's been long enough. I think I can tell it, and I won't get in trouble.
Okay.
This it sounds like it's going to be worse than it is. So I bought a house. So I was thinking about buying this house as a rental property. And the people who owned the house lived in California. And they said, well, you need to give the tenants who are living there 24 hours notice and go after noon. That's the requirements. And we're like, okay, well, can we go Thursday at noon? And they were like, yep. They said, okay. So we go there with our real estate agent guy. Realtor. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Our realtor takes us there and we knock on the door. And it's this kind of cute little house in Bernie. And this lady in her mid-30s comes to the door. She's like in a robe with like a laundry basket or something. Like she's like, looks like she was just doing something. And she opens the door and she's like, hello. And we're like, hi. And my realtor's like, we're here to see the house. It's like my wife and I and the realtor. And she's like, oh. Okay, come in. Like she had no idea we were coming. We're like, dang, they said that they would approve this with the tenants. Yeah. And so she lets us in and she's like, you can look around. And it's like a mess. It looks like they had a party. Like there's just, there's glasses half full of beer sitting out and everything. There's like cigarette butts everywhere. Like it's gross in there, which I'm like, perfect. Cause I need a shithole that I can put on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so we're like kind of walking around the kitchen and looking at stuff and looking at the living room. And then we come to this door and my realtor's like, this is a bedroom. And I'm like, no, that's an exterior door because it doesn't have a doorknob. It just has a deadbolt with a key on it. It's like, we can't get through it. And he's like, I've been in this house before. Like it was a few years ago, but like this was a bedroom. And I'm like, why would they put it not a doorknob on a bedroom? And he goes and finds the girl who was walking around. He's like, hey, that's a bedroom, right? And she's like, I think so. And he's like, well, it's locked. Is there someone in it? She goes, maybe. And we're like, what? What do you mean maybe? Yo, don't you live here? And she's like, just knock on it and see. And we're like, well, who would be in there if someone's in there? She goes, I don't know. And we're like, what the hell? Mm. And so
this is confusing.
So we knock on this door and we hear like, hello. And we're like, hi, can we come see the house? We're like, I'm a realtor. Like, can we look at this house? Look at their room. And she's like, hold on. We're like, my wife and I are like, I want to get the hell out of here. It was super weird. So this girl comes. She's another girl in her mid-30s. She opens the door and she's like, hey, sorry, I don't feel good. But you guys can look around. And she gets back in her bed. Like the windows are like shut. It's all dark in there. And this girl gets back and covers up in her bed. She's like, sorry, I don't feel good. Y'all can look around though. And we're like, okay, so you're a girl that this girl doesn't know. She wasn't even sure if there was a bedroom here. And then you don't know her, and you also don't want, you don't care that we're looking around. You didn't know we were coming. So we like go around her room. She has a sign. Her room was confusing because there was little kid stuff in there. Like she had a kid.
Yeah.
But it also hanging on the wall was this picture that said, don't be a cunt. Okay. Interesting. So we look around. Her bathroom is disgusting. There's cigarette butts all in her carpet.
Yeah.
So she had a bathroom in there.
She had a bathroom in there.
So she could lock that door and not come out.
Yeah. Yep. So she had a bathroom. That was the master, I think. So we like go in there, look around, leave really quick. Like we were like, thanks, and close the door. So we're like, that was awkward as hell. We start walking around more. We look at, there's another bedroom we found. Looks fine. We go out and there's this other door. Walk up to it, locked. Like, ma'am, is there someone in this room? And she goes, I don't know. And we're like, what? So we knock on this door. We hear, hold on. This girl in another robe in her mid-30s who just woke up, like, opens the door. She's like, what's up? And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And so we look at her room and we leave. It was for sure a whorehouse.
Oh, that's a whorehouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. None of these, there were three girls in their mid-30s and none of them knew each other. None of them knew the other ones were there. It was super weird.
Holy shit.
Anyway, we bought the house. We got a stellar deal on it.
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Anyways, we kicked those whores out.
There's three candidates for our saloon.
Yeah. Did you get their contact
info? No. The owners we were buying it from were like, hey, if y'all want to carry on their leases, we can. And we were like, nah, we're good. Like, we don't want them leasing our house.
Did you get that house?
We got the house, yeah. Oh, wow. Like they moved out and we found needles in there and it was gross. So we didn't call it a whorehouse on YouTube. We called it a crack house because I was like, I don't want to say whore in all my videos.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So, but yeah, we bought it. I got a stellar deal because the owners, we told them, I think they're running a prostitution thing in your house, just so you know. And they were like, we want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's not a phone call I think you want.
Yeah.
Like if someone called me and said, hey, one of the buildings on your property
is
been turned
house.
Into, I'd be like, what? Nobody told me.
Crazy,
better not be the Bison House.
What?
Better not be the Bison House. Better not
be the Bison House. You keep them out of the damn Bison. I want more figures.
Getting goo all over the Bison, dude. No way. The
goo. 18 harlots. I think we're on to something.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean, You don't want, you think you should come down?
In Caleb's defense about the smell, it did smell.
How about nine?
See, and there were only three.
And they had their own room.
They had their own room. Yeah, they didn't have bunk beds.
Yeah.
There were no bunk beds. Three of
these stinky bitches in the same room. And you're making them. You're making them do goo and stuff all day.
Yeah, making them do goo.
If you don't buy a harlot and make her not do goo.
This is the quote of the year right there. You don't buy a harlot and make her not do goo.
My wife's gonna be like, what y'all talking about? I'm like, nothing.
Don't watch that episode.
Sports.
So, anyways, I'm just now mostly a third Super Bowl owner.
Talk. It was awesome.
I'm gonna get the crossed arms and the tap finger or the tap foot. Like, oh, harlots. You want harlots?
You need 19 harlots.
So, I watched your video.
Yeah. Watched your episode.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. No,
you think that's funny? You think that's okay to joke about?
So you know how many times I've had to have conversations about things I've said on podcasts?
Oh, I'm sure. A million times.
Yes.
Because there's been plenty of times that I've been here and I'm like, you shouldn't have said that. in my head, I was like, uh-oh. I wonder if anyone watches
He's
these.
Getting in trouble.
I've gotten plenty of those texts. Like, Dave, I need something taken down.
Yeah.
I said a silly thing again.
I mean, honestly, though, the Kristen episode, I had a lot of compliments on you. People were like, I listened to that episode and like Dave was really funny.
Because I was the only voice of reason in the room.
Because you were like chiming in good. It was good.
Well, they liked the contrast of the father figure.
Yeah.
When these two idiots are playing with their toys. Or
they get each other revved up and then he's like, hey guys, let's chill.
You found like a wine cellar there as well. And was most of that like wine? Like, I feel like you said it was like a lot of it was like just sparkling juice or something.
No, it was all, I mean, all alcoholic
That's
stuff.
Awesome.
So yeah, I had a guy come in and tell me like, he's like, you can drink this. It's fine to drink. It just doesn't taste good. Like
yeah.
When wine gets like too much, I guess oxygen.
Okay.
I'm not sure how it works, but
I don't know anything about wine.
Yeah. So it's like, it doesn't taste good. It's kind of too sour or bitter or something. I don't know. Okay, I don't know about wine, but there's still alcohol in it. And that alcohol can be pulled out, like I guess distilled out and then be turned into brandy or other things. And so, yeah, so it's possible to make it into something.
That's cool.
So we have, that'd be a fun thing. And we have like 600 bottles of spoiled wine, but he's like, there's alcohol in all these bottles and it's still good.
Dude.
Just crazy.
Yeah, you could get you some big ass barrels and just make a huge barrel of your own brandy or something. Yeah. That'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird laws you got to figure out, I think. Sure, I don't know.
We don't have to.
Is it just easier to start with new alcohol? Like that just sounds like more steps.
It for sure is easier, yes.
You and I need to start making alcohol.
I've got my whole kit up there for Made. I bought all that stuff when we talked about this.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's what we need to do is just make our own alcohol and say it's the same alcohol and just dump all the wine out.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's this is for sure the resort wine, guys. That's why you have to pay $400 a bottle.
It's really expensive.
It definitely wasn't something that we just bought and relabeled.
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, we need it. You and I should make
brandy. Are you going to make what kind of mead?
I've made mead a couple times before now. And,
like honey mead?
Yeah, because most mead is just honey and yeast water. But you can add like fruits, and then it is called a melomel. I did one with blackberries that I had picked back home. And put them in it, and so it's just like a blackberry mead.
Blackberry mead? It sounds so good.
Yeah, dude. It's just like a mix between beer and wine.
How do you know, and I wonder this when people make their own beer, or make their own whiskey, or make their own wine, how do you know it's not going to poison you?
It's like really hard to like – there's almost no way to fuck up. And like, if anything, like you might just get diarrhea or some shit.
So there's nothing that's just going to like fry your liver.
No. Yeah. Like it'd be,
that's really, what I just worry about. But it doesn't sound like anyone else worries about it.
Yeah. There's almost no way to really fuck it up.
Like from the YouTube videos I've watched, however you do it, you could either like give yourself like 110 proof or like 40 proof.
Yeah. Like when, so you're, like, when you're doing,
so there's only a window. So like,
but you can't accidentally make,
like grain alcohol
or, antifreeze.
No, you can't make poison.
Can't just make straight up poison that'll just fry your kidneys.
No, you'd make something that's either going to like get you really trashed or like, you're just going to
give you a little buzz just get diarrhea. And how do you know it's not just like too much bacteria or whatever, fermentation. I don't know.
I've given myself E. coli already.
I'm totally ignorant.
Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really easy with like the setup that I had used before. It's just a big glass jug and it's got the bubbler on top and you just like watch it bubble and you can literally drink it like within a week and it's good. But like
the longer you wait, the more the flavor profiles
are what comes out after time.
Gotcha.
So usually like a lot of these guys like recommend like at least a month and then it like has a better taste. But, You can see the fermentation inside of it, and it'll be like almost like a skim on top. And you literally just like once you pour it out, you pour it through a filter like a few times.
Pulls all that out.
And you're fucking set.
Crazy.
Yeah, it clears up the cloudiness.
And you can filter it like a bunch.
You can filter it as much as you want. Yeah, like to where it's like almost clear.
Yeah.
So however much you want to do it, and then you're fucking safe. Yeah, it'd be really hard to get like sick or anything.
We need to do this.
Yeah,
this is a fun project.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go buy a bunch of honey and we're literally fucking set. I've got all of the champagne.
So is mead the easiest thing to make?
Oh, yeah, because it's just three ingredients. Yeah. Yeah. Honey, you want like a champagne.
You're not
going to
put the meadow flour or whatever it is? Meadows?
You can, yeah. You can do whatever kind of like little additives that you want. But yeah, like you can just do the honey, but I wanted to do like a fruit of some
blackberry.
Sort.
Yeah, blackberry. Let's do blackberry.
Yeah, yeah. Because, blackberry and raspberry.
Peach mead.
Yeah, literally, you can. I went to one of those liquor stores in town and they had some mead company there. Then they had a apple cinnamon mead. It was fucking awesome, dude. It just tastes like apple pie. Mm. But apparently it's like you can't really fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Sounds like a challenge. Yeah. I could fuck up some mead.
Yeah.
I could kill somebody with some mead I make.
Well, we need to have a mead off.
Mead
like,
off.
Yeah, we set it. We set it mead like off, like 3 months
ago. We can call it Beat My Mead.
Yeah.
Fuck
beat my mead, dude.
How did you think of that so fast?
It's like time for pie versus unsubscribe versus demo mat.
Beat my mead.
And then
we just get like an actual 16 barrel.
Harlots to judge. No.
And they all come home to their bunk beds. Mead.
Yeah, but that's unbiased opinions.
What is this, Norwegian harlots that we're getting?
Yeah. Like, they're all Viking harlots.
They know about mead.
They're all dressed like Vikings.
Yeah, they're going
to. I show up with 16 women dressed as Vikings. You're like, what are you doing?
Okay, like, I'd be hard to say no if you did that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, all right.
That's what I'm going to do for your birthday.
Like,
yeah. I'm going to put some effort into this.
That I just invite women to.
But they all have face sores.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's all this?
What is this?
It's your birthday, but it's kind of like a baby shower. There's parties. We put a diaper on you.
No, I don't want this. Now I don't like this. Now this just seems like I'm being shamed. This sounds like a nightmare party. Now. It sounded really cool at first. And now it just sounds like something I'm going to be really sad about for years.
You're just wearing a diaper.
You're 33. Time to be the most shamed you've ever been in front of all these women.
You're sitting in a throne.
In a throne with a diaper on?
There's like 40 women.
Yeah, I don't think I like the idea of this.
They're playing Pictionary.
Great content, though.
Yeah, yeah. It looked great. Yeah.
People would be like,
gonna
what
be confused.
Is going on?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll make some meat soon then.
Yeah. Yeah. You talked me into it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I heard that Donut and the boys are doing a live audience podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go to one of them. Yeah.
When are they doing that?
It's at the mid March. I think it's like 22nd.
That'll be really interesting.
And 5th. Yeah, I think they were talking about trying to get you to come on one of them too if you were free.
I hadn't heard of, I just saw it online.
Yeah, yeah. They were telling me, he's like, you should come to one of them.
That'd be cool.
And be like a guest on it. I was like, that'd be fucking awesome.
Like sell tickets for the audience kind of thing.
Seems cool as hell. Yeah. It'd be a fun thing. Because then they're going to go hang out somewhere after, where people can come and hang out.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's a good idea. Yeah. I was like, you've done shit like that plenty of times.
We did it back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, so it seems like a good time.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
They were, that is some of the most fun is when we did the Drinking Bros Live stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all have done that kind of stuff.
Oh, back in 2017. Cool. There's a whole special on Amazon.
So, dude, I don't know how they're doing it or how y'all did it, but you go to some restaurant or something? Or
afterwards, we went
to the bar. Where do you do the show?
Oh,
they got a
club.
Venue. Yeah, they got
venues. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's we were all on stage. We had, we bought recliners. Nice plush recliners, and you had all of us sitting in these recliners.
I mean, it
and
makes sense. Like,
dig into each
when
other.
When you get, when you get enough guys who all make their living off of talking, and then they're all talking to each other,
nuts.
Yeah, that's it is entertaining.
Yeah,
fun. We
had Jack in a tutu,
and
Heather in an American flag onesie, and they were just on stage to goof off.
Yeah,
Jack would just intervene, and flop around and draw things on his stomach, and and Heather was going out into the audience and passing things out to people. Yeah.
That's fun.
We did two breaks where we did music. So me, Matt, and Rocco would play two of our songs, and we'd go back to the Evan had a rant where he just went off on military officers for 15 minutes, and everybody's laughing in tears because he's just so. It was a lot of fun.
That is cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
You come to our comedy show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. When is it?
Yeah. Thursday.
it's kind of soon.
It's in 2 days.
We might make a video about it today.
Yeah.
We can sell tickets.
Yeah, I got to film a few things.
I do want to come see one, though. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure we'll do more.
Of course. We'll do one on Saturday.
You guys can come to my venue at the resort.
Dude.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
It's badass.
2027. Let's put it on the books right
for real.
Make sure we're headlining.
You're single. Yeah. Save the day.
Hopefully he survives the mead challenge, the beat my mead.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's only if he
doesn't. He doesn't actually make antifreeze.
Yeah, will it make antifreeze?
Yeah.
I've decided the first person that leaves us in our group, I'm going to show up at their funeral with with 10 people in black suits and sunglasses and stand away from the whole thing, like off to the side, as if to make everybody think they were into something no one knew about.
Yeah. It's like a group of people who's this group?
They're like, oh,
it's gonna be Brandon Herrera.
Yeah.
It'll be his wedding. I mean, his funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be there. Same thing.
If it's Brandon, then I'm going to have everybody dress in tracksuits and chains and sunglasses.
Make them look Russian.
A Russian mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the AK guy.
And the picture that's up on his casket would be him in the suit looking like a hard, bad dude, you know?
You think people in Russia have pictures of him hanging up in their workshops?
They should.
They should.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
I mean, we should just start the trend. Let's start hanging photos of Brandon in all of our houses.
Well, they're probably where he's getting most of his parts. It's from their shops.
Probably true.
they love this guy.
King Herrera.
Yeah.
There's a Russian Demolition Ranch channel with 2.5 million subscribers.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was it just your channel in Russian?
This guy asked me. He's a Russian dude. He's an attorney or something. I think he lives in Russia or Ukraine or somewhere over there, but he speaks Russian. And he asked me a few years ago, he was actually already dubbing him. He was like, can I monetize this? I'm dubbing him. I'll split the revenue with you. And I was like, sure, which they don't get paid very much because it's in Russia.
Yeah.
But I make a few hundred bucks a month or something from it. But the channel has just grown like crazy. And he's got like 2 or 3 million subscribers on Demolition Ranch Russian. So I'm like, man, I got a fan base in Russia right now, which is awesome. Crazy.
Dude, like you a go on large tour. Fan base. Yeah.
Like, so I'm sure like Brandon probably could have that too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with all the AK stuff he did.
You should go on tour in Russia.
Yeah.
Watch they draft you. You know, fight for Russia now.
Yeah, you just go over there and you can just find some stuff laying around and blow it up. Perfect. Find some fun drones and some tanks.
Some tanks.
Those are fun, dude.
Yeah, those sounds like a lot of fun, dude.
Those drones are scary.
Yeah, the footage.
IEDs sounded bad 20 years ago. This now is fucking terrifying.
Now they're flying around.
Like the grenade dropping drones?
Dude, they just smack them in the face, man.
Videos are crazy.
That one guy, he like peeked out from under that tank and was like, and it was like going back and forth. And he goes to run around and it just drills him in the back.
Man, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh, this is crazy fake footage. But then I was like, wait, these are real?
Oh, shit.
It's weird being able to see war footage like that.
Yeah, like,
I know.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, even like watching the Eddie Gallagher documentary on Apple, like seeing when I first watched that, like seeing
how much footage there is of all that stuff
in 4K HD, like that was weird for me because I was all over that city.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, this is wild. Like, because they had helmet cams. Like, we didn't have helmet cams.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I was like, fuck, dude, this is cool as hell. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Made me miss it.
I'm sure. Yeah. In a way. Yeah.
The sunrise is out there. Beautiful.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
I bet.
Iraq had really cool sunrise and sunsets.
Yeah. Big. The sun's bigger there.
It is.
That's like one of those things. There's a lot of third world countries like that. That's like some of the most beautiful places, but like that I'll probably never go. And like, I'm never going to be like, yeah, I'm going to Iraq to hike.
Yeah. I'm never going to do that. Dude, it's so dusty.
They've got these really sick caves there.
Yeah. Your skin will itch.
Yeah. I mean, but like, there's like, obviously there's so many other places that are there that like are beautiful, but like never would
Iraq's I. Iraq's not that beautiful.
What? There's like so many places that look so cool there.
There's like a river or two, and that's about it.
Mountains. Like,
there's no mountains over there.
Yeah, that's Afghanistan.
That's Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan. That's right. Yeah, Afghanistan. Yeah, Afghanistan is also, I would probably never go there either. But yeah, still gorgeous. So many cool places.
Yeah. Well, I can tell why Iraqis are angry. Like, there's no,
they're just covered.
There's no features to distract you.
Let's take a trip to Afghanistan.
There's enough
live stream, live, out of there live for a podcast.
While. Yeah, yeah.
In Afghanistan.
I think we should stay out of there.
That'd get views.
Bit. Yeah.
Well, why can't we go to Italy? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you two? Like, let's go to the Amalfi Coast. Yeah, we can rent a yacht.
Yeah, I mean, we can watch tons of podcasts from Italy. There's not many from Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, no, there's not many from Italy.
We're just interviewing Afghanistan like random.
No, we rolled up on the Taliban. They control the country.
This is where you can do your harlot bunk beds. Yeah.
No, no.
Harlots are cheaper there.
Do not try and lure me. Okay, wait. How cheap we talking?
Yeah,
$1. Dude. All right, I'm in.
Okay, so the buy-in price is less, but you do have to transport.
There's them. Harlots. If there are harlots involved, right now I'm open to the conversation.
For sure, dude.
We got him, boys. Yeah.
And with that,
yeah.
Thanks for not crashing your car today.
Yeah, thank you so much for hanging out.
And if you did, anyways, we love you.
Yeah.